You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
What?
Oh my god. No. Oh, we've already got messages.
I can't see. Yay. There's no messages on
the It's on the side.
Oh, it's on
There's
the
a
side.
Public chat.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, and everybody's talking shit about us. That's wow. Crazy. I'm just kidding. They're not.
No, it's okay.
What's happening? Oh no.
What's happening?
I had the YouTube open to make sure that it actually went live. And so my own voice went into my head.
Well, I heard you upstairs because Scarlett's also tuning in. So
how cute. Okay, let's. Hey, hi, everyone. You're already here. We are running late. That's fine.
That's
our right.
It's totally
it's
normal.
It's actually our right.
Right, everybody? You expect it.
It's actually our right.
We're
as
very
women.
Fashionable people.
So. The fact that if anybody even thinks to point it out, you're going to prison. I'm sending you personally. So that being said, welcome to episode 19 of season 6. If you've just joined, I'm Robin of At a Tired Witch Everywhere, and I'm joined by the ethereal, the beautiful Maria of Magic with Maria Everywhere. And today we have two special guests. Gentlemen, would you like to introduce yourselves?
I thought that was the introduction for me.
Well, I'm sorry. We're gonna back it up. Ready? Do.
Yeah.
And today we're joined by the ethereal, the beautiful, the spectacular Juwan.
Okay. The paranormal poppy, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's good.
Everybody clap your hands.
It's really not about me at all.
Clap for your boy.
It actually is. It actually is specifically about you. Everyone, it's did not- you guys know that it was Juwan's birthday? Because I didn't know.
What?
I found out today.
Happy birthday.
Oh my god. Well, it was Monday, but
I learned so late.
I look like an asshole.
It's okay. I'm never turning down any birthday wishes at this big
That's
age.
That's crazy.
At this
Honestly,
big age?
We should cancel me, I think.
No.
Actually. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. I'm
I think
honest.
We should.
I don't think you're gonna think do well. I don't think you do well in cancel culture.
Like, I think I would do really I think that people there's enough of me to hate that I would actually do really well in cancel culture. I think that I would thrive in being canceled.
I honestly feel like it's not about the people. It's more about you right now. Like
yeah,
like,
no, it is.
You know what? I would be okay in cancel culture.
I actually need a goddamn break.
So what's going to be your intro?
Joshua,
Josh?
You want to introduce yourself?
Josh? Oh, yeah, it's me, Josh. Hi.
That's crazy.
Oh,
wow,
my
Robin.
God.
I mean,
there's so much. There was so much fanfare over Juwan. You know, like,
oh, sorry. Let me read.
You know
okay,
mean?
We're Uno reversing again. Ready?
No, I don't even want it.
No, it's too late. It's already happening. And now we've got the historian from the South, Joshua.
Hi,
and not
me.
Even a little smile. That's crazy.
Josh, you at least got to match the energy. My man said hi. It's
that's
me.
Crazy. Honestly,
hi, it's me.
I'm learning that you want me dead in this moment. That's crazy.
And flogged.
And okay. On live television. That's crazy.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate you.
But
there's a real one.
So while this is live, like this will be coming out like not this week, but the week next. And
yeah, our episode
weekend,
today already came out. Baby.
Yeah, we're going to be hosting a class and it's going to be on sex magic and that's going to be with Gabby Hershick. So definitely tune in. We're very, very excited about it.
Oh, yeah, we have a script.
If you haven't read her books, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. She has one on sex magic, I believe.
She does, yeah. Absolutely.
I believe so, yeah. And it's going to be a good class. She's great. Gabby's really fun. She's super insightful. And she is also one of the founding fathers, the founding mothers, whatever you want to call it, of the revival of witchcraft post-Tumblr. So that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Go Gabby.
Yeah, go Gabby.
Go Gabby.
Yeah.
Go Gabby.
Go Gabby.
And don't forget to send us your voicemails, please, for your stories, your ghost stories, your witchy stories, anything that you think the community would love to hear. Leave us a voicemail, and the phone number for that is 351-207-0799.
I'll be calling.
Please, honestly, our very first voicemail was a hate mail message as a joke from one of our Patreon members, and it was really funny. And we did play it as an example on the podcast. I was just like, you too could be calling us annoying.
And you really got to cut the audio to make it like a drop.
Like, no, 100%. My husband edits our podcast, and he's constantly threatening to take our outtakes and make just one big episode of like me inhaling, Maria like sneezing, her phone going off, my phone going off.
That's a really good call. Hold on.
He wants us dead.
I need to put my shit on silent. I don't want to be no example. I don't want to be no example.
You know what? Me as well.
Wow. I feel so responsible right now.
I know. It's your chair.
What, is your it's phone on chair. Silent yeah. for once in your life mode. Right now?
It's stop your chair.
Fucking Deftones presses. Deftones is not going to play while we record this episode.
I feel like the chair comes with like automatic silent mode on your phone. Like this, the chair is so comfortable. You're like, yo, we're gonna limit all distractions.
I love that you have that energy. Maybe this is why you're on Travel Channel and we're just girls. Because both of us are showing up usually with our hair like this, and we both are like eating food.
Yeah, and we're
actively.
Like, do you want to do video today?
No.
So, oh yeah, the Deftones mention is because Maria's wife's ringtone is Deftones, and while she was at my house, anytime that Scar would call, it would be at like volume 3 million, and it would go like so loud. And we were in a business buying something for said wife, and the like thing went off while she was trying to pay, and she's just like
It was so loud, and it was so funny. Quiet in the store. And I wanted to die.
It was like a little tiny like basement mom and pop shop that was like so quiet. And Maria, you could just see her. She was like all of a sudden beet red and was just like, I wish I was dead.
It's because a guy who was doing the checkout, like he was like riffing with everybody. And I was like, oh, great. Fabulous. You like wonderful. Well, wonderful.
He riffed with you immediately. He was like, oh, we should throw her out of here.
You were really like, get me up out of here. Like yeah. I gotta go.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Literally. Okay, I'm going to keep us back on track just so we can get to our actual chatting. So,
yes, Mom.
For those of you who've just joined us, this is your first episode. Hi, hello, how are you? That being said, every single week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. As a reminder, these are just suggestions and they are not astrological forecasts for your sign. So... go read a horoscope for that. That being said, the nearest moon to us on the day at which this comes out is going to be on December 4th. It is the full moon in Gemini. Mm. Full moons in Gemini are particularly good, in my opinion, for like exploring areas of curiosity. So this is any kind of magic where you kind of want to get deeper into things that maybe like... you want to have some hidden truth come to light, or you want to explore or have openings to explore something that you would have otherwise been blocked on. Mm-hmm. Like road openers, I think probably would be a really smart way to word that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really pretty. that is how I would word it. who of which this was not live, I would redo that, but I cannot at this time. So I would word it as a word opener, a road opener. Hello. But it is a big way for you to kind of move roadblocks, et cetera, on things that you are really curious about and want to explore further, which honestly really aligns with these two guys being here. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not on purpose. That just happened that way. So
I think
it actually is on purpose. I actually made the moon in Gemini.
No, yeah. I felt like it was intentional. I'm like, yo, she moves moons.
I literally do. It's actually crazy. The power I have.
It's insane.
Maria, how would you use this moon?
So we're coming off Mercury retrograde, which communication already sucks so bad. And then we have all these family gatherings we have to go to and gatherings with friends. So I really think it's a great time to do spell work towards communication since Geminis have a problem with not being quiet and talking too much. This is just a great time to, like, you know, help make sure that we're communicating very, very, very well when we're around our family. And even if your family is the one that is not really great at communicating and you're inviting them over to your house, you can do like an incense, like a that is built for like keeping things cool and not steering towards, you know, heated discussions later. Does that make sense?
Or, and hear me out, maybe the real spell work is the heated discussions we had along the way.
Ooh, talk that shit.
I'm simply not
the
doing Thanksgiving with
Grandpa
my family.
Being thrown out of the house for saying something problematic.
Can I show this on the stream?
Show what on the stream?
That's crazy.
Tom just said that he's starting a webpage for my lunar relocation services.
Okay.
That's so funny. I can show it on the stream. That's so fun.
Dude, how do we feel about Tom? Do we know Tom?
We love Tom. Okay. Tom's the best.
I was just trying to figure it out.
Everybody who's here, we love them. Mm-hmm. Unless they're your people, in which case, I don't know
we
them.
We don't like... Hey,
that's
whoa,
between
whoa,
you
whoa,
guys.
Whoa, whoa. Listen, my people, I love you.
Okay.
I love you. But like, Robin, she is a real vendetta. I don't even know how to describe it.
I'm literally an angel. That's crazy. That's crazy. Lots of accusations are being thrown around right now, guys. That's
like John Constantine.
Hey, Maria, like super unrelated to what Juwan just said, but if you could just jot down the exact time that this occurred so we can circle back to it later and I can just deal with it.
And edit it out. Just go ahead and edit it out.
Like, I'll never do that. In fact, I'm going to edit it so that way specifically you say something that's pretty problematic.
It's like, we love Tom, you know?
Oh my God. Ghost Brothers? More like Ghost Brother, okay? Because I'm knocking you all out one by one, all right? There will be one, and it's me.
And it's you.
I'm the only one left.
She's been on a mission. She's been on a mission to be a part of the Ghost Brothers since day one.
Sorry, I literally look at me.
Look at you.
I'm obviously built for this. I fit every marker of being a ghost brother.
Maybe even better.
She said it's ghost.
I'm the founding father.
It was ghost brother A. When she got involved, it was ghost brother. Hard ER.
One. Hard ER. Stop. Stop. Oh, my God. My favorite part about making that joke. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, we obviously met Joshua and Juwan in Chicago at the Windy City Paranormal Fest. And Dawn was there. Mm-hmm. Dawn showed up of Head on Fire. He showed up and I jokingly said in front of Don, who is the whitest man that has ever lived, that man literally, you look up white man in the dictionary, Don's picture comes up, okay?
Shirtless.
He looks like he's going to say a slur. It's crazy.
No comment times two.
So Don's there and I jokingly say, well, as a black man myself, it makes sense that I would be the founding ghost brother. And Joshua then says, well, I was a ghost brother too,
canceled.
But they decided to take me off of it because I didn't have the face for TV.
Face was too round.
For TV.
Yeah.
Dawn, having literally just met both of them 5 seconds ago, was like, what in the fuck is going on? He's like, are we all getting canceled right now? And I'm like,
I really just thought the same thing. I said, what in the fuck is going on? I said, wait a minute, where are we going?
I'm sorry that everyone seems to be legally blind.
And it was funny too, because when I met Juwan, like the con that we were at, I had like multiple people coming and asking me like which like episode and stuff I like the most. And I was like, what do you mean? I've never even been on TV like that. And they were like, yeah, because like you and and I was like, you think I'm like either Juwan or Dalen or Marcus, and I look like none of them. But yeah,
let's just roll. Were like, oh, it's a black man at a paranormal convention. Gotta be a ghost brother.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
We all look alike.
Yeah, no, literally. Clearly. So that makes sense. That makes sense. It's actually the two of you here right now. I'm like, which one is which?
Yeah.
You're really like, oh, he's Juwan or am I Juwan?
Luckily for me, and I don't know if the audience can see this, but luckily for Maria, I mean, I'm assuming Maria and I, maybe Maria, she's probably colorblind. She doesn't know, you know. She doesn't see color.
See color.
Maria Joshua see color. And Juwan, your names later. Are right
You're
there.
You're in trouble.
HR is yelling at me, guys. It's happening again. I'm going to get fired.
So which one of you two would like to be my next podcast? Like, you know, little helper. Yeah? My
I'm co-host? Literally just a girl. What do you want from me? Sorry
taking
for being
applications,
very funny.
YouTube.
Sorry for being hilarious. Didn't know that was a crime. No, but Josh and I had been riffing before that for like an hour or something like that. So when Dawn came up, we'd already had this rapport of that. And then Dawn comes up and he's just like, what the fuck is going on? He's like, I'm too white to make a joke right now. I'm like, you are, but luckily I'm not. So
because I'm a ghost brother.
And then thankfully, yes. Like, you know, me and Juwan connected because, like, I'm his quarter brother. So that's why we look alike.
That makes sense, obviously.
So, you know, I understand why people would think that I was, like, on the show because, you know, the quarter brother genes are very strong.
It might only be 25% relation, and yet the two of you could be identical twins.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's uncanny.
It's tough. I don't even want to learn from it.
Yeah.
You should stop fighting it.
Like I really didn't know we were gonna do breaking news, but like here we are.
Surprise.
Here we are.
Quarter brother.
Yep.
It's a revolution.
Yeah. And it will be televised.
And it is televised. It's happening right now. It's gonna be on the cover of the Daily Mail tomorrow.
Daily Mail.
Pierce Morgan has something to say about it, and it's probably racist. But he's going to say it's not racism. It's just like, that's just really fair. He goes, it's not racism. It's just the truth.
He
says it like with like one of those really posh British accents.
No, he does it very well. He's like, it's not racism, but like,
it's not racism if it's true.
No.
And you're like, is it true, actually, Pierce?
Or is it racism, Pierce?
Yeah, because are you just saying a really bad opinion, kind of with a smart accent?
What? Okay, I got a question. Why do we assume that like the British accent is the smart accent? Like we're like, that's the polished English.
The thing is that there are, so in England, I have an English husband, in England, their accents vary very greatly, and there are like wealthy accents and impoverished accents, and wealthy accents tend to have better education, and it is it's kind of crazy.
That's their class system.
It's really crazy classism.
Yeah, so it's like,
and even
someone
like in the same
in the
city
south
you can have different accents
and
based
them,
purely
you know.
Off of like your economic upbringing.
Yeah.
Like a Bayou accent. As compared to like a northern one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, wow. It's the Oxbridge accent. Yeah, exactly. See, Tom gets it.
Tom gets it.
So I'm going to pull a card.
Okay, pull a card for us.
I'm using Earth Magic Tarot today. Let's see what I get. I'm literally just a girl. See, the audience gets it, guys. We've got the Two of Wands reversed. I have a lot of opinions about this particular card in general when it's upright, especially from this deck, because do you see it's very much giving the Ace of Wands, but twice with the hand, and the and wands in general are very phallic. So the Two of Wands, specifically when it is in reverse, to me, takes all of the potential of the first one and kind of puts you at an impasse where you have to make some really difficult decisions if you want to continue that momentum that the Ace holds. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to when mm-hmm. it's in reverse and it's time to shit or get off the pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's so whoever funny. Meets the road.
Well, exactly.
I actually have the complete opposite of what you were going to
really?
Say. Yeah, okay. So when it's upright for brawl. Me, when it's upright for me, like you said, it's reversed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when it's upright, I view it as like planning for the future. You're not exactly moving mm-hmm. away from the past, but you're looking towards the future. But when it's reversed, it's saying things are not quite done in the past. It is not quite yet to start planning for the future. Things are not mm-hmm. done here. And it's kind of like someone who has like escapism and they're yeah. like, maybe things are better over there rather than here. And so they're mm-hmm. always like, you know, not concentrating.
The grass is greener.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's my thought. So just make sure, you know, I mean, we're heading towards a new year. Are you sure, like, everything is done and ready for the new year? Like,
yes, I am.
Or are you, like, planning all these ridiculous things in the next year and putting way too much pressure on yourself when you should be growing?
I've never done that in my life.
I'm not talking at you.
She is. This is feeling very accusatory very suddenly. Stern.
I really thought this was therapy. I got really quiet. I'm said, oh, she's talking about her. Got it. I'm going to, okay.
Yeah, I almost turned my
camera
off.
I'm not trying to get involved.
I'm honestly feeling very attacked.
Targeted.
It's, again, as the founding ghost brother, this is no way to treat me.
And as HR.
Shots fired.
No way to treat me. No. In a live audience. That's crazy.
You've been doing this a long time and you should not be.
I shouldn't be treated this way. Honestly, my subordinate, Juwan.
Subordinate
he looks up to
crazy.
Me as
subordinate
as,
is crazy. Wait
well,
a
as the
minute.
Founder. As the founder, that would make the people who came after me a subordinate. That's what it means. It's
no,
that's what it means.
Listen, oh God. Founder does not mean there's not other founders. Let's be clear. She may have been a part of it, but like subordinate is crazy.
That's crazy.
Subordinate is crazy. Like I'm mind fucking blown. This is crazy.
There's a canceling on the way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm waiting for it.
Maria,
I have
cut
my...
Robin's mic off. What'd you say?
And feed. It's over with.
Robin.
So long. Sayonara. No,
I have my go bag for when it. Well, Robin, you
that's
know,
crazy.
Us,
she's so. Already 1 foot out the door, guys. You know, when you start a marriage and you got
I
one
got
foot
go
out the door, that's no way to live your life.
I'm
you
just
know?
Kidding. No matter I what Robin does, I'm going to be stuck here.
This is why
like
when
glue.
She said she wanted a prenup, I was like, I don't know. That feels crazy. You're already planning our divorce. And she's like, just sign it, bitch. And then she hit me, which is whoa. Extra crazy.
See, that's when stuff starts getting sticky.
Yeah, it starts taking a turn.
That's crazy. I'm really glad yeah. this is a safe space that I can mention that, you know?
The crazy thing is, Maria, I believe you have a right hook. The way you got the, yeah. the way you got the shirt off the shoulder, I'm like, I believe you have a right hook.
I have the
warm.
Skinniest arms known
no,
to so anything.
Good.
Look how tiny this arm nope. is.
My bad.
What's that called
I can smack
something
that.
Like looks one way, but it's actually like way stronger than it looks.
It's called a right hook. Robin. Well,
thank you, Juwan. I stand correct.
I got that lean muscle. I'm
Maria's
ready.
Maria's really like, yo, this side, she can't move. This side, she's like,
I'm like, oh.
She only works out the one arm. So she can be like, look, I'm just like so frail. But then her other arm is just like absolutely jacked.
Yeah,
like Stewie.
There we go.
From Family Guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know the vibes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not the arm.
She is a trout husband. She's literally a trout husband. She brings home the bacon and she hits me. And she's on me too. The other women.
She's crazy.
That's crazy.
Not, she crazy. Brings home the bacon and she beats me. It's crazy.
Oh, real man. trad husband culture, you know? No.
That shit is so toxic. I really want the best for y'all.
Thank you. I'm really hoping that with couples therapy, we can work our way out
just
of it.
Just remember,
you know?
It Robin gaslights everybody.
I've never gaslight anyone in my life. Are you saying that right now? You sound crazy.
You saying that is gaslighting.
Wow. You sound crazy right now.
In front of the world. I'll be honest with you, Robin. Document it.
Thank you. I will. I've been recording as much as I can.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. You gotta get
I got a file on my phone.
Order.
It's called help. So if anything ever happens to me, the file that says help, it's all the evidence you need.
Yeah. Selfie she's taken of me.
It's
like,
literally just
video
pictures
calls.
Of you going like this, huh? Hanging out of your mouth.
You gotta, it's a picture of Maria doing one of these.
Whoa, chill out. Oh my god.
Goodness.
Well, enough about that. Em, do you want to tell, please don't hurt me, do you want to tell our lovely audience
why
we brought these bozos on today?
Yes,
I gotta
actually.
Be a bozo.
So
bozo
you
the clown.
So you two have something that you're both working on that is very
which
exciting,
is really exciting.
And I don't know, it sounds like it'll be an amazing experience. Do you want to tell our people all about it?
Oh, sorry. Oh, whoops, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. Please.
I was like, oh, maybe it's Josh and I. I'm like, I don't, Josh, you want to take the floor? You got really. Sorry.
Tell
audience.
Everybody about Haunted Hangouts because it's
audience,
very fun and cool.
No, audience, they're working through some issues and like
publicly.
We really didn't want to get involved and it's a public situation and
yes.
Like things can get sticky. But
it's scary.
Scary is a better word. We're here now. We're here now. It's Josh and Juwan. And we have Haunted Hangouts. So if y'all don't want any scary or sticky situations, come to Haunted Hangouts.
That's oh my God. Joshua, tell people what Haunted Hangouts is now that Juwan has told everyone to show up. Honestly, that should you guys should run an ad on your local news and it should just be that. Just clip it.
That'll play. I won't get run out of town at all.
Just clip it. Roll the clip. That's a 12:03 a.m. ad, okay?
So long story short, shorter story, whatever. Haunted Hangouts. I can't even tell you now.
I'm really glad that we brought you on the podcast because talking is clearly your forte.
So long story short, you know, like, Juwan's been in the game a long time. I've been in the game for a short time. He's had a lot of experience, gone to a lot of places, done a lot of things, been to all the cons. The one thing that's always missing is just the intimate aspect. So you get to see people, but you don't really get to know them. After going to Windy City Parafest and having that really intimate experience where we were just like breathing on each other's necks all the time.
That's crazy.
It happened.
You literally could not have worded that more insane.
Yeah.
But accurate.
But it was true.
Because it was tight in there. We were like this the whole time. But it was fun.
It was a small venue.
It was
that
really
is
great,
very
though.
Accurate.
But it was
really great.
It was so good because we got to really get to know each other on a like very serious level. Like we had conversations, we had deep ones, we were able to talk and create a safe space. And so Juwan and I had been working on some things like trying to bring the worlds together, and Haunted Hangouts was birthed from that. And so it's replicating that same experience, intimate experience, in unique locations that you can't just go to all the time, or you investigate with like 40 other people. Or I shouldn't say 40 because that seems like not a lot. Like 80 other people, like really quick for like 30
900
minutes.
900 other people.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mess.
It's crazy.
And so
we don't know if it's a ghost or if it's a guest.
It's a ghost or it's a guest.
And Juwan and I were just looking to just replicate that experience and bring a weekend together and go places and ghost hunt and hang out and
you're skipping like the best part, so we're gonna get on your soapbox, tell the people why you want to do the thing. You love a soapbox, Joshua.
I do. I feel the rant welling up in my soul, and I'm trying to like
do
contain it.
Go. Here it goes. Like, ready?
Basically, long story short.
No, that motherfucker was long. No,
longer story long. So like, it just the paranormal field is very not inclusive. Like, it is what it is. It's very not like me and Juwan. It's very not like Robin and Maria. Like there's just not a lot of diversity.
He means it's a bunch of white guys.
It is. A lot of them. And
it's my fucking podcast. I'll get canceled. That's fine. Okay. It's a bunch of white guys.
And it is. And it's kind of like a social club for them. And so what happens is the people who come there with really looking for real experiences and real connections end up being left out. And, you know, when somebody like me shows up and like I'm new to the space and I'm just popping in, now I'm just like, well, shoot, I don't know if I'm going to come back. And so the other turn to this is being able to create spaces that are diverse, where it is a safe space. You're comfortable. You can talk about the crazy UFO experience. You can talk about the ghost sighting. You can say, hey, something over here just touched me and I don't see anything. And everybody's like, wait, what? And we all explore that together. So this is all about creating an experience that we can explore together, grow together, leave with a community that we can also talk to after these experiences. And that's super important because there's so much value in diverse spaces. And if we don't create the diverse spaces, then we'll never get that value. And there's just a world of perspective that you can learn from that. But also just knowing that this space too, you can have a community of people who look nothing like you. They don't come from your same background, have a good time and not worry about, am I going to be awkward? Is this going to be for me? Am I going to be pushed out because other cliques are clicking up? So it's a universal experience that we're trying to cultivate and have people who don't always get a chance to like guest host as well. So like, you know, having you and Maria on is like a thing, and having other people who represent different spaces, having them a part of that is also super important for us too. So that's the gist of it. You can go and just ask questions if you have more questions, because I do have a rant and I'm still holding it back. So
that's crazy.
That sounds amazing. Like
it's gonna be good. I really like. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be good, and I think it's also really necessary because especially 2020, where a lot of people blew up on social media, which was such a blessing and so amazing for so many people, continuing that momentum, we are as a community falling back into our old ways of, especially right now, politically.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cliques on the internet who are looking mighty white right about now. And it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, it's like... Yeah.
It was
nice. I don't want to get on my own soapbox because everybody's tired of me ranting about politics on here. I know, guys.
But it was so nice in Chicago. Like, just there was so many different types of people there. And when I was talking to like my friends who attend cons all the time, they're like, that's not normal. And that usually doesn't happen. So it was very nice.
And
it was really good.
And like the thing that I think that's cool about this and what we're trying to do is I've always felt like if you have the skills to do it, you can wait for somebody to build it. But if you have the skills to do it, then you should just go build it.
Because, you know what? I disagree with that. I think that if you don't have the skills to do it, I mean, in a good way, if you don't have the skills to do it, learn the skills and then make it anyway. If you have an idea and it's a good idea and you value,
Robin was about to really cancel.
You value what you're putting out there, then maybe it'll take you a little bit longer than if you go find somebody else to do it. But yeah. You're putting out something that's authentic. And how many successful businesses, personalities, etc., can actually say that they are authentic?
That's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree with that too, though, because like, just going back to my story, like I watched Juwan like years on TV investigating. When I first started, I had never investigated before, not in like a serious capacity. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I wanted to learn how to be able to lead people through investigations. So that meant that I had to learn the skills to do it. And once I did, and I'm still learning that, I'm building that skill so I can go and teach others. And that's also like a really fun part of this too, because when we were investigating the Blumberg house, there were people who had never, ever attempted to investigate. And everybody there was felt so comfortable that they were like, oh, I'll show you this. I'll do this. I'll show you this. I'll show you this.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that's what's missing in like these cons and like these investigations when you go and you are with 80 people. It's just the leaders just being like, this is how we're going to do it. This is the only way to do it. And screw off you if you don't like it. But in this environment, it was all love. And I feel like we got better results from us all using our energies in different ways and coming together. Mm-hmm. And like, I had never seen somebody do tarot while investigating. And it was so cool.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So like, we were using the spirit box and cat balls and like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. George was doing it and it was really cool. And I'd never seen that before. But it was compelling because it was working. And it was like,
on our Patreon, we have a really good class that Katie, what's Katie's like her full, it's Katie Gorgon.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember what Katie's last name is for stuff. Katie Webb. There we go. See? Came back in my head. Katie did a really good class. Mm-hmm. It's an hour-long class that she did that's about using tarot for ghost investigations, and it's really good.
Yeah. It's
really, really good.
It is. I've never seen it before. I was actually kind of skeptical going in, so it taught me to even expand my own worldview when it comes to investigating. And that's what I love about these experiences that we're crafting, because if it taught me, like, God only knows how many other people it's going to show, like, new things to. And that's important. And that's what we need to keep it fresh over and over again.
It's funny that you're mentioning all that, because I was talking to Amanda from Pretty Effin' Spooky when we were together at a retreat.
Paulson. And,
she was talking that, she has all this knowledge, but it's still great to learn and to gain new knowledge from different types of people. And she was even talking about how hard it is to find that when you go to cons or anything. It's mostly people just talking about their experiences. It's not really about like teaching or
about themselves
from each other. You know what that you know what I mean?
Yeah, and
I
was like, read my book, bro.
Makes a lot of sense.
Read my book, bro.
Yeah. I'm selling readings. They're selling trinkets and wares.
Read my book, bro, is crazy.
I'll put that on a shirt.
That would be great.
What was I just going to say? I had a thought about exactly what you were just saying about cons, but it's left my head. Oh, well.
About learning?
That's fine.
Learning, darn. Robin? Are we learning? Learning something?
I personally don't ever need to learn anything. I'm actually extremely smart. Yes, that workshop is in the Patreon. It is recorded. It is under, if you go on Patreon and you go to the monthly classes, it's from June of 2023, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think it's either June. Yeah, it had to have been June because when we did it, I was in San Rafael. So yeah. It would have been June 2023.
Yeah.
I've got a massive brain. Trinkets and wares.
I do want to point out that, like, I love what John said, and I like the comment right above. I think it says Gianon. I don't know what that Ganon. I'll just take it all. But I do.
They're like, actually, my name is Gabriel. That's crazy. You can't read.
Wait a second. Y'all are seeing comments?
Yeah, you can't see them.
If you click chat, oh,
go to the chat, my friend.
I love what John and both of them said, that there's like more than one way to culturally speak to those beyond, and I agree. And I feel like that is so commonly left out when it comes to investigations, because like my background and Juwan's background is going to be different. So how we view the paranormal is going to be different. Fox views the paranormal is different. Like, we got to see that at Windy City Parafest, because it was so diverse. Like, you see, like, we all believe in like one central thing, that there's something out there that we don't understand, but we all approach it in different ways. She was pulling lore from her culture that taught me, and so I was pulling lore from my culture that taught everybody else. And I want more of that, because that's kind of the microcosm of how this country really is shaped. Like, it's full of people from so many different backgrounds. We have to start cultivating those spaces that enable those backgrounds to speak across the board, instead of just like, oh yeah, I'm from England, and so like, yeah, spiritualism. Like, there's more than spiritualism. As much as I love the spiritualism talk, there's so much
I'm
more.
Proud to be an American.
Oh my God.
Or at least
cut her mic off, Maria. Cut her mic off, Maria. Maria, cut her mic off. We're late. Hold on, wait.
she has us hostage because she is leading Riverside, what we record.
I'm the queen of Riverside.
She is our kidnapper.
I remember now what I was going to say. Speaking of investigations and things like that, did Maria or I tell either of you that the last investigation we did together, the spirit box told us to fuck off? No, they told us to shut the fuck up, is what it said.
Well, that wasn't
very appropriate.
It was so like out of nowhere, and it was not like one of those, is that what it said? We were both like, all right, we will leave. We're hitting everything. The road, Jack.
You know,
we're gonna be quiet.
Heard, King.
And I love that too.
We will skedaddle. Okay.
And I love that too, because Tenny, the great Tenny, great Tenifer.
My father.
Yes, also my dad as well.
I didn't know we were related. This is really fun.
Well, no, we literally talked about this at Parafest. Tenny is my dad. Yeah.
Oh, he's my dad too. But he abandoned me when I was only 6 months old. He went out to get cigarettes and never came back. It's crazy.
And we are
crazy.
And we're blood related.
I would like that's not a white American dad story. Yeah. Like, I would never.
No, it absolutely is. No, that absolutely is a white American dad story. Yeah. That is 100%. I'm going to get some milk, and that man never came home. Okay.
Well,
thank you. I got this in Disneyland, Autumn. Isn't that so
that's
cute?
So funny. I have the same
and it's
one.
Got like
we've
an opalescent
together
to it.
Sometime.
Yeah. No, I really do like the mug.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I got lots of mugs.
If you look, me and Tenny are blood related.
I know.
Is a fact, and he will tell you that because we are blood related. But on another note, the message you got on the spirit box, I love that, because my father and your father said that
our dad,
if yes, I'll just say our dad, our father, who are
our biological father,
who are in Michigan,
our father is crazy,
who are in Michigan,
who are in
Michigan, who are in
Detroit,
be
his name.
he told me that if you ever get a response like that, he's like, you can almost bet that you're actually interacting with something, because he's like, FCC fines for that are so high.
Oh, it's crazy.
Radio people don't even risk it.
Yeah,
I did
100%. My parents have got ham radio license, which is a thing.
Okay.
It's like an emergency radio thing. They're dorks. They're really into it. I can't stand it. But if you do, there's so many rules. Like, if there is music playing in the background while you have your thing going and you don't own the license for that, it's like a $2,000 fine.
Yeah.
If you swear on the radio, you can lose your license. You get a huge fine. Like, they do not play.
Yeah,
so, yes, we're long lost siblings. It's true. Yeah. And our one unifying factor is that deadbeat piece of shit, Tenny.
I really thought you were going to go blonde hair, but I'm like, maybe that's not it. I thought the unifying figure was like, it's the hair.
Oh, both of us being strong white women?
And blonde. Yeah.
And blonde.
Yeah.
And blonde.
Yes.
And it's vocal.
It's true.
Like, both of y'all being Karens was like the thing I was going for. But
here we are. It's true.
Here we freaking are.
We got it from our dad. What do you want from us?
We got it from our dad.
What do you want from us?
I know. It's tough.
Everybody my favorite part about Tenny being my dad is that I have gaslit so much of his fan base into believing that that is true. That to this day, people will message him and be like, oh my God, I just got your daughter's book. And he's like, she's not my daughter.
Wow, like, yes, I am.
And honestly, it's really fucked up that all these years later, you still say stuff like this, Dad.
What's crazy is like, he doesn't want to claim you.
It's crazy, which is crazy because I'm the most successful thing he's ever done. So yeah. That's crazy. I'm going to text him right now and tell him I'm talking shit about him.
Oh, God.
I would tell you to take your glasses off just so I could see if there's resemblance. Like, I would.
What do you mean, see if there's resemblance? I'm bald. Okay. Hello.
Robin came out in a suit.
Literally, Robin, you'd be like, Tenny, is that you?
Robin John? Came out in a white button-up and a blazer.
And your voice, his voice, same mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah. Same.
Literally.
And Robin's really constantly somebody like, shaving me the look. Off.
Hold
like,
on, here's a cigarette.
The
and then I go like this. Hold on, how does he do the eyebrow thing?
Nah, that's not it. That's not it. That's but then not it.
It's got to be like,
can you not go. Raise no. one eyebrow? Oh, you can. You go. A little
that's
bit.
That's it.
But if like, I wasn't sort, right, I am just, now.
Yeah, you gotta lean in. You really gotta lean in and be like,
yeah. It's exactly the resemblance is striking.
It's uncanny.
Oh, I need to turn this back up. Everyone's gonna see how dirty my office is if we don't
do that. I slept nobody on the floor.
There's no judgment.
There should be, perhaps a little bit. I need some shame so that way maybe I'll actually clean this. This is the one room in the house that does not get cleaned, and it shows.
Okay, chat. I don't heard that. Y'all heard that. No, we believe her. We believe her, Josh. Chat, y'all heard that. Give her some shame. Just
shame.
A little
shame. Hey,
this
little
much
bit.
Shame.
Shame.
Just
much
like
shame.
A little bit.
Yeah, let her know she
Maria
cleans
her floors by hand with rags. And this woman was in my house instructing her child on how to do that. And I was like, that's crazy, girl. You want to Cinderella my floors while you're here too? That's the craziest thing anyone's ever said.
Look, no, they're really the crappy wood thing? Floors. You got to do it.
The
no,
crazy
you don't.
Thing is, do you want a Cinderella? My floor. That is. Y'all want to skip past that. That's crazy. That was the most privileged thing Robin has ever said on this podcast.
Now she said, I know do you what she really thinks.
Cinderella, my floor.
She's like, you get the bucket and you put the soap in and the water in, and then you get your rags and you get on the floor and you scrub them. And I'm like, what in the Cinderella is happening right now? What are you saying to me?
Because I'm not doing it. That's
I'm like,
saying.
Look at me right now. Blink twice if your wife has got you a gunpoint at home. I need to know because that's crazy.
No, you gotta do it.
First of all, Tom, a Swiffer honestly. Wedjet is a garbage mop. And if you are using that, I'm gonna have to beat you up. I'm gonna have to physically fight you, Tom, because what you should be using is a steam mop. That's what I'm saying. Her back is out all the time. Her neck is basically broken 99% of the time. And then she goes, how could this be happening? I don't know, Cinderella. Why do you think it might be? I don't know.
I feel like I gotta look at my camera. Where's my camera? It's right here. Hey, listen. Coffee and cauldrons is not okay with manual labor. That's what I'm saying.
I don't believe in it.
See?
I wish I didn't have to.
I don't believe in manual labor. Listen, why would I have gotten married if I was going to do manual labor? That's disgusting. That's a man's job. That's not my business. Maria's fault is being gay.
And okay? Having one arm out. Maria's fault is having one arm.
One little weak arm.
I thought this was like... I thought this was regular coffee and collagens. No, this is coffee and collagens after dark.
Yes.
Like she got her arm out.
Totally. I said, not every episode.
She's
probably got one of those, like, you know, those floor brushes that Cinderella actually had with all, like, the suds? She's just like, yes. Cinderella.
No,
I have one of those for my carpet.
She has a...
That's crazy, girl. You do not actually have that for your carpet. Say psych.
No.
Say psych right now.
Very seriously.
Oh my god, I know this woman was in my house being like, this is a hovel.
It really isn't, hon.
I know she was in my house like, dirt? I've got my white gloves and it failed.
Look.
That's crazy, girl.
Where you come through the front door, it's like this huge ass wall. We've had cobwebs up there for like years. I can't get them. So
somebody call the cleanliness police. She's got a cobweb, folks.
She's been staying in a haunted house for a long time.
I actually have. Exactly. It's manual labor,
not womanual labor.
It's not what?
Womanual labor. Exactly.
Wow.
We got to the bottom of it.
Listen, the feminism leaves my body the moment it's something I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Boom. Suddenly I'm like, I'm a simple woman. I could never do that.
I love that.
I bet.
Can you go ahead and tag your husband in? Like, just go ahead.
I'm sure that he is watching this live and just quietly like, this bitch. He usually is in here making some shitty ass remarks.
Is
so
like he cooks, he cleans. He's
my trad wife.
My
husband
package.
Is an all-encompassing man, and I love him very much. He cooks for me. He does cleaning. He takes care of our kids. I mean, I pretty much could just fuck off and it would make absolutely no I could go get cigarettes and it would make no difference to the functionality of this household. I'm just here. And he's a really good cook too.
Your presence matters.
Okay, relax. This is not a 13th reason moment. Calm down. You matter, Robin. I know, Juan. I'm aware. I've met you too. Thank you. That's crazy.
You know how things get really quiet and you don't know what to say? And you're like...
Yeah.
Robin can fill that silence. Robin's very good at it.
I'm really good at it. Anytime something gets awkward, I like to just point it out. I like to just address it. I'm like, well, this is weird, huh? This feels tense for some reason. You guys want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's a little awkward. It's sticky.
Oh, my God. What is happening? Oh, I'm getting texts. I don't want to read your texts right now, Elizabeth.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Okay. I love her.
Elizabeth, text me.
Text you.
She texted you?
No,
That's crazy. I'm gonna ask her right now. I'm gonna be like, why are you texting Juan? He's supposed to be on my show right now. Oh my God.
Man. Maria,
do you guys... Not to bring us back to subject, I know. Talking about Maria being Cinderella is very fun, but do you guys have your next haunted hangout lined up?
Ooh, I love that because I was about to ask you a real question.
Ooh, go.
Would y'all want to be a part of the next haunted hangout?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Well, that's too bad. I'm just kidding.
Okay, cool. I'm really glad. You know what? I love just being hit with the truth, honesty, fairness, realness. That's very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Because we will never have you.
Ever.
Wow.
I'm going to show up and then everybody who's like, I've been watching Ghost Brothers for years. I'd be like, well, good, because it was my idea. Nice to meet you.
And they stole it.
And they took it from me.
No. All fucking seriousness. Well, I was a little serious. But, gosh, all jokes aside. We would love to have y'all. We're really talking about doing the next Haunted Hangout in spring of 2026.
Oh, that's well, so that'd be fun. Yeah. Where's the location goal?
Oh, you know.
Savannah.
In Alabama?
Savannah?
No, Savannah. No.
Georgia?
Yeah. Oh, no. Savannah's
that's
amazing. It is
crazy.
The gay capital of the, like, of the South.
Okay. That's crazy. That
and
makes
so
a lot
cool.
of sense.
And, like, all the, like...
What makes sense to you, Robin? Like, what are we... No, I really
I've
know.
Never been to Georgia in my life, so...
I would choose Savannah
just, I wanted to be involved
Charleston
in the conversation.
Any
that's
day.
All.
Any day. Yeah.
Savannah's okay. awesome. And we got some stuff lined up that if we can make it work, it'll really be cool. And some people yeah. lined up to also accompany y'all to also, if we can make it work, it'll probably
yeah,
be,
that'd be really fun.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that sounds fun.
Yeah.
The problem
that
is that you fun. Can't be there, but like.
You guys, this is a safe space. You can just tell Maria you don't like her because I know it's not me.
I'll just stand outside of where every guys are at, just be like, be like it, and just like wave.
Okay, what? Hold on, John. What is Smethport? And is that a real place? Because that honestly what? Sounds like a sound that I would make when I'm blowing my nose.
And it sounds so fake.
It sounds so fake.
So fake.
New York towns, like the small towns in New York, all have fake names. It's like Poughkeepsie. Like, that's a sneeze. That's not a town. What are you saying?
He's getting his thoughts together. I see him. He's getting
Smethport.
His thoughts together.
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie.
Somebody in here is in
knows.
Poughkeepsie, right? Or am I just making that up?
No. It was your version of what the town is. I don't
think
Smethport, it's a real place.
Which sounds like a sound I would make when I'm sick.
Yeah,
and
it's
Poughkeepsie
not a real
sounds like a sneeze.
It's real.
It's real. I don't believe that, John. I don't believe you for
no.
1 second, John.
I don't think it's a real place.
No.
I think it's a real reaction. And to your
yeah.
point,
mm-hmm.
I know people in the chat know this. You make that sound.
Everybody's
yeah,
no,
like,
100%.
And they want it to be a followed by a
yeah.
bless you. Like, they make the sound.
1,000%.
I'm
1,000%. I only found out that Nebraska was a real place because I drove through it.
Okay.
I was not convinced it was real until then.
Okay, I'm not with
well,
you
Well,
right
yeah,
now.
You drive through it and you want to get right back
now
out.
Diverted. No.
Well, I didn't actually think that Nebraska wasn't a real place, but I did enjoy saying it wasn't a real place on Twitter and making people mad. Because every time I said Nebraska was not
it's
real,
not real,
there'd be like 15 people replying, be like, I'm from the great state of Nebraska. And I'm like, you sound like a psyop right now. This is crazy. You are
no.
gaslighting me here
Wait,
on Twitter.com.
And
who's paying you?
You gotta say
Big
it's
Nebraska.
AI. You gotta say it's AI. I don't
Well, that was before
you.
AI because I stopped using Twitter after the whole schnazi thing with
Ooh,
Elon Musk.
Okay. All right.
But that before that, before the grand rise of ChatGPT and AI, I making people mad on Twitter was like my favorite thing.
That's where you said Tenny was your father and claimed him.
That is where I said Tenny was my father. Mm. I also, that's the first time I met Joshua indirectly because there was a guy who made Joshua being at a convention about him. And I was like, you sound crazy right now. No idea who Joshua was.
What convention?
I don't remember. It was like, you were like the first black man to be
like
invited to that
investigator. I get it.
Yeah, to that convention or something like that, and some guy was like, could you get me in as well? And I was like, this is crazy that you're making this about you. Because Jessica sent it to me because I was like, yeah, no, immediately I'll fight on Twitter, that's fine. I have no idea who this guy is, but I'm about to defend him. So
yeah, and then from there our paths were, you know, forged. It was fate.
It was
yep.
Now I'm stuck, but I'm definitely happy
so
about
now
this.
We found out that we have the same dad.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. How that works out. I literally cannot wait to get you in Savannah because I think that they might actually ban us from the state. Of
that sounds amazing. I've always wanted to get
banned
from a state.
Georgia.
No, don't just say that.
I want to get banned from a state, Juwan.
Why?
They're going to get us
well,
out of there.
Honestly, okay, so if I can be banned from any, like if I had my choice of states to get banned from, I feel like Alaska's a good one to get banned from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's rural. It's beautiful, but it's one of those things that, like, who wants to go on vacation every year to Alaska? Yeah.
Not me. There's bears.
Have you been to Alaska?
No. And that honestly makes it that much better that I could get banned from there because I've never been there. So is it even real? Is Alaska just like an NPC location on the map?
It's like, I don't even know if it really is just on our map or if the government knows something different.
Exactly.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Like, so
it doesn't make you a bad person.
Exactly. I went to art school, not geography school. Okay.
You went to school?
Okay. First of all, fuck you. Yeah, I went to school. Okay. Juwan wants me dead. That's crazy. I did not finish. Do I feel art school dropout vibes? Because I am an art school dropout. So what? That's not a crime.
No. We're here. It's John Tenney. Remember? Like, no. I don't want you dead.
It's all his fault for abandoning you, you know?
I don't want you dead at all.
Marie just said that she believes Alaska is under total darkness for the next, like, month and a half. And that honestly only affirms even more that Alaska is not a real fucking place.
I'm going to be honest. It sounds like that she lives there.
She's like, there's some rumor that maybe Alaska's in the dark. She's like, from Alaska, Juno, Alaska, sending a message.
He said, help. I'm trying to get out of Alaska. I was like,
oh my God, somebody give me a candle. It's very dark.
Oh my God. Well,
but
should we get into shops?
I am glad to see that, you know, people here would love to come to Savannah. Please do that. And
it's beautiful.
It'll be more than just like Robin and Maria, most
likely.
What's
the humidity like? Give me a 1 to 10.
In the spring? Ooh,
yeah.
Not that bad. In summer? Summer is drenching. Ooh, gross.
Josh,
I'm
going to tell you right now. You're not a meteorologist. Go ahead.
I think you are a meteorologist. And don't let him squash your meteorologist dreams.
Bro, it's a setup. Robin hit you with a scientific question.
You know what?
That shit is crazy.
I got an answer for you.
Hey, what's the barometric meter
bro, at? It's livable. You'll live.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No. Just bring some makeup primer. You'll be good.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not going to wear makeup. That sounds like a recipe for a melted face. That's crazy. I wear my skincare and I drink my water. And if everybody has a problem with seeing some freckles on my face, they can die. That being said.
And y'all can drink water, guys. That's what she's telling you.
Drink some water.
Or you can just breathe it.
But the first time I ever went somewhere super humid, it was in Australia in the summertime. And I'd gone, so they're in a different hemisphere, right? So it was winter here and it was their summer. So I got off the plane and I got humidity poisoning, which I didn't know was a thing.
Okay, well, you won't have that happen in Savannah. You might get close, but it won't happen.
Perfect. Probably. That's really what I'm getting at here.
Yeah. She's trying to figure out.
Yeah.
She dropped a big flex. You'll be fine. She said, last time I had to question humidity.
I was in Australia. Oh, yeah.
My best friend lives there. My godchildren live there. So
you don't have to. No, don't qualify it now. It's okay. You just told everybody.
Were you there for like, 4 or 5 months? I don't know.
Yeah, you peasants haven't been to fucking
peasant
Australia.
Untraveled slugs have not been to Australia.
Yeah,
like
you haven't been
honestly,
there.
Honestly, like, listen, I know I've never been on Travel Channel, but I have been traveling. I'm not as seen on TV, Juwan Morris, but I've done traveling. Oh, sorry, I've never been on the Travel Channel. I'm just a simpleton.
But I know how to travel.
I know how to get on a plane. Sorry.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I have to bow
out. He's not sorry. Honestly, we should all cancel Juwan. Let's do it as a team effort. Come on, guys. Band together.
One band, one sound.
Canceled. But I'm officially canceled. Yes, we should get to shops, Maria. We should do that. Look at you.
Yeah, we got off track. Sorry.
We did. This is normal. Let's talk about it. All right, I'm going to give my little spiel I give every time. If you're just listening to us this episode, every episode we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This could be anybody from books, podcasts, shops, social media accounts, photographers, just pretty much anything that we found and went, that's neat. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week, girl? Oh, yeah. These aren't ads. Oh. These are just people we want to promote. Yeah. And if you want to promote somebody, give us a shout out, send us a DM, send us an email, and we will put you in for our listener submission. We're not doing one this week because we got these bozos here. But next week, we'll be back to doing our listener submissions. Yeah. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with?
So, Nikki Chadwick Art on TikTok. She has these little moon ornaments that are all like 90s, like whimsy goth, like ceramic little moons, and they're very, very cute. And I want them all over my tree because I'm back in my 90s whimsy goth phase. So,
are you gonna get like a bunch of sun and moons all over your house and start saying like quasi problematic things?
No. No, I always wanted the suns and moon like comforter growing up, but I never got to. So
that's cute.
I really hate that.
I should live it now. Parents didn't love me, so I didn't get the cute things. So,
honestly, that must be really hard, and that honestly explains a lot about you. Maybe if they had hugged you some more, you wouldn't be like this,
Cinderella.
I hope you heal.
I wish I would heal too.
This is her therapy. This is her therapy, and honestly, I love that for you, Queen. Regress. Joshua, who are you fucking with this week?
Myself. Because
I love that for you.
Yeah, I need these coffee sales to move. I'm living in a box right now, as you can clearly see. I have nothing to my name except coffee.
Very sad, very, very dire.
Yeah.
Look at this man. He's got white walls.
I know.
White walls.
And look at that.
We all have white walls. Look at that. I would just like to point that out.
Beige, which is even worse.
That idiot couch back there. Like, who even does that?
Who even does that? It's honestly sad.
Pretty gross. So I am ashamed. And but nonetheless, the coffee is also not good. So no, I'm just kidding.
Joshua,
just the coffee's also bad. I just buy it anyway.
The nectar of gods. Come on, the meat of gods.
I literally get Folgers and I just put it in the bag. But no.
Don't say that, bro. Don't say that.
Honestly, folks, you heard it here first, okay? We're quoting him live today, live on TV.
Yeah, let him know.
That's some Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. Buy it by the pound. He puts it in a bag. Yeah, that's crazy.
The bad thing is that, and I drain it because it's already used. So I just dry it.
Oh,
and then,
perfect.
You get it. So that, yeah. Like, wow, this tastes really, that's
this tastes diluted and kind of mildewy. Yeah. You're like, yeah, it's exotic.
You might want to go ahead and promote the real bag.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Because right now, people think you're getting your product.
I'm sold, actually.
People are thinking you're getting your product from somewhere else. It's different.
What is the coffee shop called, Joshua? Let's start with that. That's crazy. Let's start with that.
So my coffee shop is called...
We're reversing. We're doing it again.
So my coffee shop is called... and get this. It's a crazy name. The Coffee Shop.
Whoa.
I kid you not. It's literally called The Coffee Shop. But, hear me out. It works because all the other coffee shops in the area are not called The Coffee Shop. So when people are like, hey, we're going to go get coffee today, they say The Coffee Shop. And they're like, where? And they're like, the... with two E's, coffee shop. It doesn't actually have two E's, but like that's how you should think about it in your head.
Right. It's like you're really emphasizing like, the E in the E.
You don't say Megan the Stallion. You say Megan the Stallion.
The Stallion. It's the same concept. Right.
But no.
Exactly.
But on a serious note, though, I have a local roaster that does all of our beans. They're low acidity, so they're good for your stomach and your bowels. They don't hurt you. They don't tear your throat up.
I love a good strong poop.
I ain't gonna lie.
You said they were good for your bowels.
I love some for my bowels.
Yeah, you brought up the bowels, so I don't really know what you expected from us here.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like a healthy laxative.
It does. That feels like a 7 a.m. coffee and 8:30 a.m. poop. That's what it sounds like.
Thank you, Robin. You're with me.
I get it.
It's a supportive release.
Yeah, honestly. I feel prepared for my day after having the coffee shop's coffee because it has bowel support. honest to God, the craziest fucking thing you could have said about your coffee right now, and you expected this to go a different way.
I don't know what I was. No, this is on me. That's my bad. That's my bad twice. it's my bad, y'all. But it is. It's keto friendly. It's a good plan. You can only get it from me. Brownies, toffee. It has that texture and taste palette. It's good. It's what I can use for my drip, for a French press, my cold brew, and I use it for my espresso too. It has a nice build to it, good robust. It's not Robusta, but it's robust. It's Arabica.
What are some of your popular flavors, bro?
Woo! No, I'm just kidding. I don't know why I did that. I'm a popular flavors.
This man is deep fried, folks.
No. Crazy. At this point, I'll be
honest. You're like, hey, Joshua, you want to talk about your coffee? You're like, it'll make you shit. Flavors? Like,
whoa! I said, oh my God, he's cooked. I said, oh, whoa.
two of our favorite Patreon members just said that they're going to come visit your coffee shop soon.
Abby
and Kristen. So when they come.
Yeah.
Well, where's the coffee shop?
It's in Opelika, Alabama, which is basically the middle of nowhere for y'all. But that's where it is. But on a serious note, this coffee is really good. I work really hard to make sure that it's high quality. I don't F around with coffee. We have a lot of good flavors. If you want recipes for our coffee, I know all those. I got them on lock. So I do ship. Go to my page. I made a post about it.
What's your page?
My page is Joshua Darren. So just what you see on the screen is what you get. Joshua Darren. Type that anywhere, but go to my Instagram.
And it will, as always, all of this will be linked in the caption of the episode. So when the episode comes out next week, it's in the caption. And you can just
no excuses. And I expect at least 200 bags to come out of here. So if not, I am canceling everybody.
Obviously, that makes sense.
Joshua, that makes sense. That makes sense. I used to drive through there all the time heading to my parents' house.
And she never stopped to see you. That's right.
And now that I'm there.
We always drove through there at like 11 at night.
Crazy. Wow. And she's saying to your face, too, you're going to take that?
Well, I thought we were friends.
Josh, she said she used to ride through. She was the person that would ride through and honk the horn past your coffee shop and not stop. Literally, I was like...
Literally said F that place and F that guy. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Be your own people.
She like, you know, have you guys seen I Think You Should Leave? Do you guys know what that is?
I'm about to.
With the crooner, it's not a real cigar. That was Maria, except for it was a big fat fuck you, Josh.
Yeah. It's not a real coffee shop. He's not a real person.
Maria just said, I drove past.
I literally drove past it and went, there's a coffee shop. Should I stop? Oh.
I said, I'll be damned if I stop at a coffee shop.
I believe that Scarlett wanted to stop and Maria would not let her. Yeah. Honestly, Scarlett blinked twice, babe. Look, I know you need help, girl.
Passenger princess. So Scarlett could stop wherever she wants. If she wants to get coffee, she can give me some coffee. Like,
she's
never
got to
say no to coffee.
So I find that hard to believe.
And not saying that she's going to come in either. So not looking good for me.
That's crazy.
She drove past the coffee
shop. Passed it through.
Yeah, she did.
God.
We've come to that conclusion.
God.
John asked in the chat if you offer seasonal blends for the holidays.
I can. You tell me what you want and I can make it happen. I am the plug.
You should.
That's good.
You're the plug.
I am the plug.
He's the guy.
I got two phones for a reason.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
One for the load and one for the
No, it's okay. We're not talking about that on this podcast.
Mom. Feds might actually be watching.
Our stuff.
Hello, this is my personal FBI agent.
Yeah, I gotta stop. I gotta
this
stop.
Is actually all above board.
Hello, Mr. Smithport. I did not mean it.
Oh, my no. God. Juwan, who are you fucking with this week?
Man, can I give two? So,
yeah, please.
This is my birthday week, guys. And I am. Thank you. I am.
You made another year. That's so great.
I'm so grateful. So grateful. I've been overwhelmed with love, and that is a beautiful place to be. So I say this. I'm really about service. So one of the things I want to highlight is it's called momangel.org.
Okay.
It's for it's a nonprofit for little boys who have lost their mother. And they need resources, whether that be therapy, whether that be book supplies, whether that be, you know, all the things. So it's momangel.org. I really would love y'all to check it out. If you can donate, that's a really big thing. I'm all about service. So look into that. The other thing is I got a merch drop.
So right good. He did this on purpose the day before this episode. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Well planned out.
It's crazy.
It's called Peace, Love, and Paranormal. I would show y'all the back. It kind of said the same thing. I don't know if y'all see it, but it's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, yeah, I got you. It's you know, heavy woody. It's not. It's heavy hoodie. I'm tripping. Heavy hoodie. I got a big tongue. No, I'm just got a big tongue. It gets sticky. No, it's called heavy.
That's
hoodie.
Crazy. That's a crazy thing to say. We got Joshua talking about bowels. You're over here talking about large tongues. This is crazy. This is a family podcast.
No. Do not cancel me, guys.
Our entire audience is 8-year-olds. Please relax.
Honestly, this is all Robin's fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not really a snitch.
Agreed.
But what I'm saying is, this is not
crazy.
And this is why she needs
I do have a merch drop. Join Juwan.com. Check it out. Peace, love, paranormal. I love peace. I love love. And I love paranormal. And I would love for you guys to support. So.
Awesome.
So good. I feel like I should clap.
You might.
That's good amazing. Job, guys.
That shit sounds so condescending.
Sorry. I didn't mean for it to be.
Your clap was fucking amazing. I don't even know why it sounded so good.
My creator is not nearly as exciting as that, because that's very fun for both of you. But mine is this cute little, look at the lamb. Can you guys see it?
Yeah.
And then you put the incense cones in.
Oh.
And you light them.
How fun is that?
That's cute.
Okay, so
that's
the creator's dope. Name is Magdalena Lewiers. It's going to be in the caption. I'm really sorry. I butchered that pronunciation as per. But they're from Poland. They're a Polish ceramicist. Mm. And they make these little goats. And the horns are incense cones. Isn't that so fun?
Mm-hmm. That should look
that's
dope.
Very
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, they that's did a really so good job. Fun. I'm like, yeah, I want... Fantastic. I'll take 10 of them. They are like not cheap.
Ceramic because should be because we see all the love that goes into them.
I have a problem with falling in love with stuff and going, my worst problem is I'll comment. I'll be like, I'll take 10. And they're like, great. And then I go to their website and I'm like, that's $700.
They're $200.
And now you got to do
that's
it.
That's a $700 incense cone. I'm blocking you on the spot. Don't come back for me to ask. I don't have the ceramic incense holder money, it turns out.
Yeah. Now you got to do it or you'll be a jerk.
I just delete my comment. I block them. I go into the darkness.
You gotta get kidding. Out of there.
I'm just kidding. I just tell them, oh, just JK, you're worth more, queen. But I don't have that kind of money. Hope you sell out. but I do put it on here. So that way I at least gave them a shout out, even though I can't give them my money.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Because I'm not rich. Well, I am old money, but is that really wealth?
Yeah.
Do you think you can get fine Cupid tapestries just anywhere?
And Tenny's literally your dad.
Yeah.
Tenny takes me back,
by the
way.
Travel Channel.
That I'm on that Travel Channel heirloom money. Yeah. Okay, those royalty checks. They're putting my kids to school. Let me tell you.
Are different.
Tenny takes me back. I said I was talking shit about you on a live podcast. He said, and I'm missing it because I'm out of town and drunk. And I said, you're stupid. And he said, and old, and also one of the best people in the world. So a humble king. Oh my God.
Man, our dad is crazy.
He's crazy. That wacky guy.
Our dad is crazy.
You know what's really funny is my actual father looks like every single guy at an airport.
It's true. Because I went to the airport and I was looking around at people sitting next to.
It's crazy. It's something about it. Like, you know, like white dads at airports. And when I say white dads, I'm speaking specifically about people that are 50 plus. Okay. 50 plus white dads in an airport. Every single one of them looks like my dad.
You mean like button down New Balance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like also the hat and also the goatee, white hair, and also looking extremely like, not like over it, like angry, over it
like throwed up.
Placid.
Okay. Yeah,
like okay. That man has been worn down through years and years of just, I don't know.
Life.
Robin has his head.
Life.
For her entire childhood.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah. I still try to fight him. It never goes in my favor, and he only has one functioning foot. So that's crazy. What can I say? I'm just a girl.
But
do not diminish yourself.
All right, here's the question, Em. Did you update the outro?
Yes, I did.
All right, Queen.
You're welcome.
Well, first and foremost, gentlemen, thank you for joining us for this live episode. We appreciate you both very, very much. We hope that all of our lovely listeners will join us again on Friday, December 5th for our next Coffee Talk episode, or December 12th for the 20th episode of Season 6. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information or see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us on November 29th, so a couple days after this episode comes out, for the class with Gabby Herstick on sex magic.
You said that so fast, like you started on a rhythm and then you just went blah, 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 blah. Like, really, really.
I'm literally just a girl. Anyway. What do you want from me?
So professional.
Additionally,
it was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was good. I'm not even gonna lie. I can't even say, like, yo, run it again.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
flawless.
I almost walked out.
Flawless is a stretch.
Okay, all right, wow, all right. Okay, keep me humble.
Just
keep me humble.
Sometimes, for me to slaughter this. Here we go.
I can't wait.
You gotta knock the wind out of Robin's tail. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I should do that in our stirring voices.
Additionally. No, God, no.
No, let me do it.
I will be uncomfortable. I'm just, please.
Additionally.
You guys, we normally do a segment called Stirring and Not Stirring.
Robin,
and
let
it's
me do it.
Very intense.
Additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions. We even have tiers that offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself, so you should definitely join.
And my OnlyFans is at that. Maria.
I was going to ask, is that for the Gooners?
That's an ongoing Maria thing. I flip tarot cards.
Please,
with my
if
boobies.
You love our sexy, sensual chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We love reading your reviews, and rating us with 5 stars helps us to be seen by others, but rating us at all helps us to be seen as well. Thank you all for everybody who has and everyone who will in the future. We love you.
Again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere.
I'm Maria from At Magic with Maria everywhere.
Gentlemen.
I'm Juwan, a.k.a. the Paranormal Poppy from the co-founder of the Ghost Brothers.
Thank you. Thank you for knowing that I'm the first one.
Slow down.
And I'm Joshua Darren, a.k.a. Joshua Darren. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. One, two, three.
Bye, witches! All right.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.